I don't think I need it today, Donal, to know and feel the frustrations that's happening out there. I deal with people every day of the week. I'm dealing with homeowners that just simply shouldn't be in houses. They shouldn't be living in accommodation that's unfit for purpose. And I think it was clear by their presentations today, and particularly the homeowners, they relayed that very, very eloquently, that, you know, they feel that they're in a dark hole and can't get out of it. And I think that it's vitally important for us here as a full council that we put pressure on the relevant people within the department, that they urgently, and I really can't emphasise the word urgently enough, that they urgently put something in place that allows these people to either move out of their homes, either buy a mobile home, which some of them want to do, but gives them an option, and that needs to be done urgently.
One of the points made by other members during that discussion was that the council's not communicating to the wider public what's being done. The phrase that was heard over and over again at the protest, you're doing nothing, we want action, you're doing nothing. The argument that's coming from the floor is, yes, we are working behind the scenes, but the council is not communicating that.
No, I think that's a very, very valid point. I think, you know, there is no question, there's a lot of work being done. There was a very good meeting today with the senior engineers, with the Engineers Ireland, with the geologists, with the laboratories, to get clearance and get clear guidelines as to how to go forward with stage two applications, stage one applications, and stage three, for all those applications to go through in a nice timely manner, which needs to happen. Clearly, a lot of our communications could be a lot better, and I think that's something that has been emphasised today, that we do need to get that, you know, get our point out there and show what's actually happening here at the council, show what's actually been done, and maybe call out the people and the departments that are not actually doing their work, are not actually coming back, not actually answering questions, and making life extremely difficult for us here in this county. Because, you know, there are these situations are sitting with department officials in Dublin. They're sitting on their desk, Donal, for the last month. It's not today that those have been put on their desk. It's a month ago, and they haven't dealt with them. And I think that they need to be called out. They need to make sure that this happens, and they need to make sure that it happens urgently before it's too late, before we're standing and saying, why did we not do this? Why has this not been done? It has to be done urgently.
Do you have confidence something's going to change? Because you and I had a very similar conversation to this in Carndonagh at the in the Public Services Centre there, if I recall, September 2019. The point made then, we cannot let the people in limbo after Christmas. It's now four Christmases later, we're still here.
Absolutely, you know, we've went through a period from 2019 up until last Christmas, 2021, where a new scheme came in. I suppose everyone tried their best to make it work. It clearly wasn't working for the vast majority of people. The new scheme, which was passed by legislation in June, we were hoping, and, you know, they talked about September time for regulations. Now they're talking about over the next couple of weeks. We're only a couple of weeks from Christmas. They're talking about a new scheme up and running for February, March time. Can anybody categorically say that's going to happen? I don't think they can, because we've been told all these confirmed dates over and over again, and they never seem to happen. But there's one thing for certain, sure, that over the next few weeks, and particularly over the next few days, that something has to be done for the families that are living in those houses. And whatever happens with regulations, and let's hope they're out before Christmas, and that we can get moving on in early January to get the process in place that allows the council to be taking the new scheme and by February, and the housing department taking applications by February, and making it a hell of a lot more streamlined than what it is, because the scheme as it stands is unworkable for most people. It's too red tipped, it's too cumbersome, people just can't get their head around it. And, you know, I think one of the big points was made the day of the up in Letterkenny that day, when engineers said that they can't get their head around it. Well, if engineers and scientists can't get their head around it, how do they expect the general public, someone sitting at home with a computer that maybe is in their 60s or 70s, and we expect them to do an application? Come on. I think we'll have to take a serious look at how the application process is working and how we can make it streamlined, that it's accessible for everyone, because we're talking about thousands of people here. thousands of people's lives, but in particular, those people, those families that want an answer and want some kind of light before Christmas. Who wants to sit at their Christmas dinner in a house that's unlivable? No one. And I think that as a society, we cannot let that happen.